You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Union members at Waipapa Taumatarau, the University of Auckland, have begun a ban on entering and releasing student marks from 7pm tonight until 7pm on Friday, November the 18th, in protest over inadequate pay. Organiser Adam Craigie says the strike is a result of continuing frustration and anger from members over what they say is an inadequate pay offer. Currently, the university's best offer is contingent on removing important conditions such as retirement leave and does not match rising inflation.
What is your message to the university?
I would say that it's quite simple. We need a pay rise in line with the rate of inflation. Especially for staff that are at the lower end of the pay scale, who feel the cost of living really acutely. And there are quite a few staff here at the university that are earning, that are struggling in terms of the cost of living. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, and we're basically here in solidarity with people who can't afford to keep up with their cost of living. I mean, some of us are on high salaries, but the basic thing is we have to stick together. And it's not just about our current conditions, it's about what the clawbacks are going to happen in the future, and we're here to defend them, right?
Yeah.
I think our message is really simple. It's just that we are facing a cost of living crisis, and we need for staff pay to keep up with inflation, recognising all of the hard work that staff have put in to keep the university profitable over the last many years.
My message to the university today would be pay your staff fairly. We've just come out of a session where the employer said that because most of our casual staff are students, they do not really need a living wage. We find that highly ironic, coming from a university that also likes to point out how valuable a university degree is. Apparently not when it comes to their own pay. It's very frustrating to see that staff are continually treated as if they don't have expertise and do not contribute to this university, when we know they really give above and beyond.
Yeah, just agreeing with what Nicole said. I think every staff in this institution deserves a living wage, and that includes the casual staff, many of whom are students, according to the employer. It's very disappointing for me to hear that they're justifying they can just pay the minimum wage because they're students and they probably don't have kids, when we know that students are a diverse bunch and some would have kids or some would have different family situations that require a higher income. It's very difficult to square with their advertising that university education, especially from Auckland, is valuable. So very disappointed, and we want Vice Chancellor Dawn Freshwater to do better and come back with a better deal. Otherwise, this is a stain on her reputation.
Yeah, as an alumni of this institution, it's frankly embarrassing that they're choosing to do this and that they're choosing to, devalue staff contribution. The way that I got my start in terms of working here was through casual roles. Specifically through casual roles where my position as a student was part of, what they actually wanted in that role. Calling people for fundraising to get them to talk to a student. That was one of my very first role here. So for them to kind of go ahead and say, especially that casual staff should be exempt from living wage, that as a floor for where they should be paid from, is honestly pretty disgusting. Everybody who works deserves to have dignity and participation in society. Students who are also staff members should not be exempt from that.
Amidst this strike, tertiary education union members at the University of Auckland said they would not be entering or releasing student marks or course marks from 7pm on Monday until 7pm today on Friday. I asked members of the tertiary education union what their message to the students would be.
Well, I hope the message that goes out to the students is that staff are doing this not to punish them, but as an attempt to get a message across, and that they need to be thinking about the people who take their fees as opposed to the people who are teaching them if there's any backlash against it.
We have, your lecturers are working to mark your work. We've got the grades, you know, we're getting them sorted up, and really what this is about is it isn't about the students, it's about the university system and its reliance on staff to maintain its reputation when they're not willing to reciprocate that with respect for staff. So I think students, by and large, will be supportive and you know, understand that their grades will be released. You know, it's not a matter of if, but when.
You know, the grades are being withheld for a short period of time, and so it's not going to adversely affect the outcomes of their courses. This is a demonstration to the university about the anger of their staff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we take this sort of thing lightly. Most of us who are here, in fact, I don't know anybody who was here who doesn't think of students first. And for us to do this is just an indication of how desperate we are to get the university to listen to us.
That was members of the Tertiary Education Union who spoke with us during their rally outside the University of Auckland over inadequate pay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.